already have a place in your heart. For a guy who started out as a carpenter working for his father. I was a carpenter working for my father.
Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him.
For a guy who started out as a carpenter working for his father. I was a carpenter working for my father.
And there was given unto him a mouth, speaking great things and blasphemies. And power was given unto him to continue 42 months.
Faced with a very real prospect of Donald Trump becoming the leader of the party, and it absolutely drives them crazy. They just cannot
Why?
Imagine sharing. Well, because he's an outsider. He's not them. He's not part of the club. He's uncontrollable. He hasn't been through the initiation rites. He didn't belong to the secret society.
Given to me by the Jewish community for different things.
And this is the Tree of Life, which is a very big award in terms of everything that I stand for. It means so much to me.
The Tree of Knowledge, connecting to heaven and the underworld, and the Tree of Life, connecting all forms of creation, are both forms of the world, tree, or cosmic tree too, and are portrayed in various religions and philosophies as the same tree. Jewish mysticism depicts the Tree of Life in the form of 10 interconnected nodes, as the central symbol of the Kabbalah. It comprises the 10 sephirot powers, in the divine realm. The panentheistic and anthropomorphic emphasis of this immanentist theology interpreted the Torah, Jewish observance, and the purpose of creation as the symbolic esoteric drama of unification in the Sephirot, restoring harmony to creation. From the time of the Renaissance onwards, Jewish Kabbalah became incorporated as an important tradition in non-Jewish Western culture, first through its adoption by Christian Kabbalah, and continuing in Western esotericism occult Hermetic Kabbalah. These adapted the Judaic Kabbalah Tree of Life, syncretically, by associating it with other religious traditions, esoteric theologies, and magical practices.
And a lot of times I'll have friends of mine come in, Jewish, and they will see the Tree of Life and they'll say, wow, what a great thing. Likewise, right over here, this is the Shalom Humanitarian Award, and that was presented to me also.
Have you ever asked God for forgiveness? That's a tough question. I don't think in terms of, I'm a religious person. Shockingly, because people are so shocked when they find this out, I'm Protestant, I'm Presbyterian, and I go to church and I love God and I love my church. And Norman Vincent Peale, the great Norman Vincent Peale, was my pastor. The power of positive thinking. Everybody's heard of Norman, and I love my church. And Norman Vincent Peale, the great Norman Vincent Peale, was my pastor. The power of positive thinking. Everybody's heard of Norman Vincent Peale. He was so great. He would give a sermon, you never wanted to leave. Sometimes we have sermons, and every once in a while we think about leaving a little early, right, even though we're Christian. Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, Frank, would give a sermon. I'm telling you, I still remember his sermons. It was unbelievable. And what he would do is he'd bring real-life situations, modern-day situations, into the sermon. And you could listen to him all day long. When you left the church, you were disappointed that it was over. He was the greatest guy. And then, you know, he passed away, but he was a great... He wrote The Power of Positive Thinking, which is a great book. But have you ever asked God for forgiveness? I'm not sure I have. I just go and try and do a better job from there. I don't think so. I think if I do something wrong, I think I just try and make it right. I don't bring God into that picture. I don't. Now, when I take, you know, when we go in church and when I drink my little wine, which is about the only wine I drink, and have my little cracker, I guess that's a form of asking for forgiveness. And I do that as often as possible because I feel cleansed, okay? But, you know, to me, that's important. I do that. But in terms of officially, I could say absolutely, and everybody, I don't think in terms of that. I think in terms of let's go on and let's make it right.
Fox is a great supporter of Israel and believes strongly in Israel, that I can tell you. I want to thank my Jewish daughter. I have a Jewish daughter. This wasn't in the plan, but I'm very glad it happened. I'm here. I'm not making speeches. I'm just going to say thank you all very much. It's a tremendous honor. We love Israel. We will fight for Israel 100%, 1,000%. It will be there forever. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We will fight for Israel 100%, 1,000%. It will be there forever. It will be there forever.
We're actually taking advantage of Israel, if you think about it. Because what we did with that stupid deal with Iran is the worst thing that has probably happened to Israel. Maybe, potentially, the worst thing that's ever happened to Israel.
Nuke Iran.
And I have so many Jewish friends with a gun.
Let's nuke Iran.
I don't know what happened to them. I'm disappointed.
We'll be in war.
And they said, I don't know what happened. And some continue to support them. It's almost like
It's almost 17 like, trillion.
They support her. They're having fundraisers for her. But they say, yeah, she's a female of a square family. And then he walks into the room, they give him money. The whole thing is crazy. He has been so bad to Israel. And Bibi is a great guy. I know him.
My name is Donald Trump, and I'm a big fan of Israel. And frankly, a strong prime minister is a strong Israel. And you truly have a great prime minister. In Benjamin Netanyahu, there's nobody like him. He's a winner. He's highly respected. He's highly thought of by all. And people really do have...
Donald Trump's mentor was Roy Cohn. Roy Cohn was the lawyer for the top mafia families of New York and Canada. Roy Cohn was a closet Jew and homosexual partner and friend of FBI Director J. Edgar Hoover. Roy Cohn ran the little boy's white male sex ring for the CIA. Felix Sater, whose father is a reputed Russian organized crime boss. Felix Sater is a top Bayrock executive in the Bayrock Group. Bayrock Group LLC was a real estate development firm that partnered with Trump on numerous projects after renting office space from the Trump Organization. Trump's close friend Roger Stone worked with Roy Cohn. Roger Stone and his wife were notorious for their swingers ads. Roger Stone defended his friend Roy Cohn, saying he was not a gay man, but a man who likes sex with men.
One, Trump's use of cocaine, completely bogus. Did I ever attend parties where Donald Trump used cocaine? Folks, Donald Trump has never used drugs in his life. Lastly, she wanted to know, what about the reports that Donald Trump is gay?
Steve Wynn, the casino mogul, is one of Donald Trump's key campaign advisors. In his victory speech in Nevada, Donald Trump singled out Steve Wynn as someone who gives him advice. Wynn's late father, Michael Wynn, formerly Weinberg, ran his bingo parlor in Maryland under the auspices of Anthony Fat Tony. Stephen Wynn has connected the mafia, pushing gambling in USA and London, UK. Rudy Giuliani works directly for the Russian mob. Giuliani closed down the local Italian-American mafias. This allowed foreign mafias to take over. These foreign mafias were Jewish and came from Russia and Israel. Rudy Giuliani is backing Donald Trump to become president. What do Donald Trump's lawyers and political advisors all have in common? They are Jewish and all connected to the Roman Jewish mafia. And Donald Trump has many more Jewish friends in his circle.
Huge buildings in New York. You have to do it with Federal Reserve notes. You have to do it with borrowed Federal Reserve notes. And we now know that the Federal Reserve system took over when they took out Kennedy in 1963. The intelligence community involved with the Federal Reserve system, global elite money bankers. And if you're going to build big buildings in New York and around the world, you have to be involved in that system. I knew this. We tried to ignore it because Donald was talking so much good stuff that we forgot that he is involved with the cabal. Case in point, Felix Sater, the man on the right. You know that you've been hearing the stories all day. He's part of the could be involved with the mafia, Brighton Beach, Russian mafia, Jewish mafia. If you're going to build buildings, you have to have the mafia behind you in New York. That is a matter of fact. To crawl in bed with these people, you must know who you're crawling in bed with. And they don't forget about favors done. So yes, Felix Sater has done lots of work for the Donald. And the clip I'm about ready to show you is going to be even more stunning, because not only is Felix Sater working for the Donald, he's also working for the Alphabets. And that should scare the hell out of you. So now we got the Alphabets. Well, we always known that the Alphabets work with the mob.
It's an honor to be here with the first Jewish president of the United States. And if he isn't, he should be. I want to thank you. I want to thank you for everything you have done for the Jewish people. I want to thank you for everything you've done for the Jewish people's ancestral homeland. You are going to be remembered there for 1,000 years. And I want to thank you for what you've done for the United States of America. And I want you to know that we will not leave our general on the battlefield without our support. Period. God bless you.
Fantastic guy. Thank you, Mark.
Donald's great-grandparents, Christian Johannes Trumpf and Katharina Kober, had sons, Christian Frederick Trumpf and John G. Trumpf. Donald's great-grandmother, Katharina Kober, was of Jewish descent. The surname Kober is German and Ashkenazic Jew, a name derived from the personal name Jacob or Yaakov. Donald's grandparents lived in the Karlstadt, Pfalz, Rhineland area, where they lived in Germany, comprised of Jewish communities from Mainz, Speyer, and Worms. Germany became the center of Jewish life during medieval times. Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka and his two grandchildren are Jewish. Ivanka Trump converted to Judaism before marrying Jared Kushner, the son of New York Jewish real estate mogul Charles Kushner. She studied for her Orthodox conversion with Rabbi Haskell Lookstein of Manhattan's Tehillat Jeshurun Synagogue, and the same Rabbi Lookstein officiated her wedding. Trump and Kushner are members of Lookstein's Orthodox Synagogue and are Shabbat observant.
Thank you so much. I want to thank my Jewish daughter. I am a Jewish daughter.
Take me in, O tender woman. Take me in, for heaven's sake. Take me in, O tender woman. Sighed the vicious snake. I saved you, cried the woman, and you've bit me. Heavens, why? You know your bite is poisonous, and now I'm going to die. Oh, shut up, silly woman, said the reptile with a grin. You knew damn well I was a snake before you took me in.
The synagogue of Satan, which the Bible reveals is mystery, Babylon the Great, mother of harlots.
Most of the Jews in Israel today, the Talmud Satan worshippers over there, are not real Jews. And people ask me, well, who's a Jew? Who are the real Jews? And you know what? It's so that, like, doesn't even matter today, because the bloodline thing of Israel was demolished when the Lord died on the cross and rose again.
Jesus, he himself experienced some of this conduct firsthand, and he referred to them as, the synagogue of Satan.
So we shouldn't even call these so-called Jewish clergymen, we shouldn't even call them rabbi. I call them rabbi as a term of derision or scorn, because they certainly weren't rabbi to Jesus. And never once did he call anybody in the Bible. There's never one example of Jesus calling a man rabbi, ever.
There is one group within side of Judaism which goes back all that way to the time of Jesus, peace be upon him and his mother, which is very clearly satanic in that they recognize the concept of Satan, a dark force, a dark being leading dark forces, and that he is their hero.
I ask him, what does the Bible mean when it says in Revelation 2 and Revelation 3 that in the last days, the most wicked and evil force on earth, one that will persecute Christians and bring death and bloodshed to the whole world, is the synagogue of Satan.
One of the things I want to bring up here is their preoccupation with murdering large numbers of non-Jews, or as they refer to us as Goyim cattle. They take great pride and great pleasure in the destruction and murder of large numbers.
The rabbis were all promoted and became commissars and head of concentration camps.
Yep.
Most of the concentration camps were headed by Jews, and a number of the commissars or commandants of the Soviet Gulag camps were rabbis.
Christ also called the Pharisees adulterers, an adulterous generation. The Talmud provides generous loopholes for adultery. It says the penalty for adultery does not include sex with a minor, the wife of a minor, or the wife of a heathen. The Talmud also encourages seduction of unwed adolescent girls called designated bondmaids. But it's important how such rapes are performed. With the designated bondmaid, one is guilty only in the case of natural connection, but not in the case of perverse connection. The Pharisees reasoned that rape in a perverted manner is outside the jurisdiction of the law. Normal rape, however, was punishable. In Babylon, sexual perversion of every kind had been a way of life for millenniums. The Pharisees were deeply influenced by such practices.
In three of the major treatises of the Talmud are found extensive passages which give legal endorsement to seduce and marry three-year-old baby girls. In fact, many of the greatest rabbis of the Talmud, including Simeon ben Yohai, upheld this privilege. Today in Israel, thousands of Jews go to Meron every year to venerate the memory of Simeon ben Yohai, one of the most respected rabbis in the history of Judaism.
In one of dozens of endorsements of child sex, Simeon ben Yohai said, "A proselyte under the age of 3 years and a day is permitted to marry a priest." Agreeing with ben Yohai, the great Rabbah said, "When a grown-up man has intercourse with a little girl, it is nothing. For when the girl is less than this, 3 years and a day, it is as if one put the finger into the eye." The footnote to this passage says, "As tears come to the eye again and again, so does virginity come back to the little girl under 3 years." The same section confirms that sexual activity with small boys is in the same category. The intercourse of a small boy is not regarded as a sexual act. In addition to adulterers, Christ, in the story of the Good Samaritan, portrayed the Pharisees as racial bigots, too self-righteous to respond to the suffering of one who was not a Jew. It is true, because of the wickedness of the Canaanites, which included sodomy and infant sacrifice, Israel had been commanded by God to be harsh in her treatment of the inhabitants of the land. God made it clear that the Canaanites were not simply to be avoided, but destroyed.
She does have a very nice figure. I've said that if Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
You know? Stop it! Oh, it's so weird!
If Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
Ivanka, what's the favorite thing you have in common with your father?
Either real estate or golf.
Donald, with your daughter?
Well, I was going to say sex, but I can't relate that.
Well, I was going to say sex, but I can't relate that. If Ivanka weren't my daughter, perhaps I'd be dating her.
Through Operation Warp Speed, three vaccine candidates are in the final phase of clinical tests. Normally, that would take 2 years to get there, maybe longer. and we expect to have a vaccine available before the end of the year, and maybe a lot sooner than that.
I am the father of the vaccine because I was the one that pushed it. You know, to get it done in less than 9 months was a miracle. Fauci said it would take 3 to 5 years. He thought it was something that just wouldn't be that effective because it would take so long to get. I pushed the FDA like they have never been pushed before. I wouldn't exactly say they're in love with me. They have never, this is a very bureaucratic organization. I pushed them like they've never been pushed before, and that's why we have it. When they did the pause on Johnson & Johnson, I thought that was a very, very stupid thing to do. It's a great vaccine. It's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works. It's a great vaccine. It's a safe vaccine, and it's something that works.
Thank you, Mr. President, and future President of the United States of America. I'm pleased to announce the second coming of President Donald J. Trump.
Oh! Oh! No! 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 Where is my... No! No, 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 no. Did you hear that? No, we rebuke it and renounce that in the name of Jesus. You are not the second coming of Christ. That is a farce. Did you hear that, Brian? The second coming? What a farce. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. I cast that down. That spirit of Antichrist, I cast you down right now. You are nowhere near, sir, compared to our Jesus Christ. Terrible. I rebuke that.
Okay, if you didn't hear, Donald Trump has blurted out some pretty outrageous things. Here we can see his Twitter account, and we can see him saying... quoting someone, Wayne Allen Root, for his very nice words, Donald Trump is the greatest president for Jews and for Israel and the history of the world. And he is the king of Israel. We love him like he is the second coming of God.
I am the chosen one. Somebody had to do it.
He is the one.
What the fuck?
Millions of people literally vanished off the face of the earth.
He doesn't want the American
people watching this situation.
Everyone, it seems, has lost someone. The only person that anybody's ever seen. For a couple of years, we had to turn this next scene.
Just the president, but also our country. We need, Americans need to contact their elected representatives